This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After deadly attacks along the Gaza border, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declares
Hamas is ISIS.
And Israel is increasing airstrikes on the Gaza Strip and sealing it off from food, gas, and water. It's believed about 900 people in Israel and nearly 700 people in Gaza have been killed since the conflict began this weekend with a large-scale surprise attack by Hamas in retaliation for Israel's years-long blockade on Gaza. CBS's Holly Williams is in Israel.
In Sderot. The air raid alarm sent our team scrambling for the nearest bomb shelter. Less than 2 miles from the border with the Gaza Strip.
We just heard a whole series of very large blasts, and we ran to take cover here.
Israeli communities close to Gaza, where the Hamas militants are based, took direct hits.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells CBS News there is no plan to put U.S. military boots on the ground there.
The president still believes in the promise of a two-state solution, in peace and justice for the Israeli people as well as for the Palestinian people. And the president knows that Hamas doesn't speak for the Palestinian people.
According to a White House official, tomorrow afternoon, President Biden will deliver remarks on the terrorist attacks in Israel. Mr. Biden, according to the White House, has spent yesterday and today being voluntarily interviewed at the White House as part of the special counsel investigation into classified documents. The Writers Guild of America officially approves a new contract. CBS's Matt Piper reports it comes after its members were striking for months.
Hollywood writers overwhelmingly voted to approve a hard-fought new deal with studios, officially ending one of the industry's longest ever strikes. The WGA says 99% of its thousands of members voted in favor of the new contract, allowing them to return to work. Members were on strike for 148 days, looking for better pay, protections from AI, and more. The group that reps studios says the contract represents meaningful gains and protections for writers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Nobel Prize for Economics goes to Harvard's Claudia Golden for research on the workplace gender gap. What is orange all over and weighs more than a ton? It's an entry at the annual World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Northern California that could produce at least 687 pies.
2749! Oh my God, Half Moon Bay is in the record books. That's a world record! World record!
And it was grown by Anoka, Minnesota horticulture teacher Travis Ganger. Stocks ended higher on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With news on WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha Water Utility has started the process.